Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heat and Cha.
And today in the Startup Chat, we want to talk about big picture thinking.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And how to prioritize better for your startup. So this is the reason why I want to talk about this, Heaton. Ramin, big shout out to Ramin, who is an invisible man behind this podcast and is like helping and organizing a lot and is working on the closer marketing team. Ramin has been asking me about or suggesting this topic to me for a really long time now. And he kind of keeps coming back. You know, anytime I ask him, hey, do you have anything you think Heaton and I should discuss on the podcast whenever I run out of ideas, he goes, well, he offers a few topics, but this is the one that's been most consistently shared. And he always goes, you know, you are amazing at like prioritizing and keeping the big picture in mind. And Heaton seems to be really, really amazing at this. And it's something that most people struggle with, and I think Ramin struggles with this directly in marketing topics, and I'll talk a little bit about this when I join team meetings or when I join marketing calls, and Ramin is on there and I'm on there. I'm usually the one that is pushing to reprioritize some things or brings in the big picture thinking, and I think that's an unfair dynamic. I'll talk a little bit about that. But so he has experienced this many, many times where I join a discussion and will help the team think differently about what is a true priority and what isn't. And so he's been dying for us to talk about this. And I honestly have not been that excited about this topic. I don't even know why. I was like, I don't know, prioritization. But finally, I've cracked and I was like, all right, I'll ping Heaton. We'll talk about this. It's probably something that maybe, I don't know, maybe you and I feel like this is not that big of a topic or we don't feel like it's a big need in our life. But I could see that a lot of people will benefit from this. So let's chat about it.
Yeah, you know, first of all, shout out to Ramin. I know he's behind the scenes doing a lot of stuff for us that I don't even have to think about. So I honestly, just because he wants it, I'm down to do it on my end. So yeah, let's do it. On the prioritizing, you know, I think that it's a skill anyone can learn.
Yes.
And it just it has to do, honestly, I think, I'm gonna get a little foo-foo for a second. But like you and I might be good at it because I know how mindful we are.
Mm.
And that has to do with like mindfulness. I'm not saying like either of us probably meditates every day religiously.
Yep.
But I think we are the type of people that can easily. I mean, I was walking with you yesterday for like a few blocks because we happened to hang out. And it felt like for a bunch of time, we weren't talking and we were both kind of like meditating, so to speak, or just like being mindful of where we are. I kind of felt that and noticed it. And I think a lot of that has to do with like everyone I know that's not good at prioritizing fits in one or two camps today. One camp is they're just go-getters. They just go, go, go.
Mm.
And they're just very good at attacking what's in front of them or just what's top of mind. And that's interesting. I have a co-founder who's very much like that, like very, very much like that. And so he'll just go at it and like attack whatever's in front of him, whatever's top of mind. And he does a great job of it. But one of the reasons he's very good at it without actually having to prioritize as much as I'd say you and I probably do is that his horsepower, so to speak, on being able to do something and just get it done and pull people into it is uncanny. So the speed at which he can get people to do things and himself do things is pretty strong, like pretty high when he puts his mind to it. I'd say it's much stronger than mine. The other camp I would say would be someone like Ramin. And I don't know enough about what he does exactly every day, but I can hypothesize being in marketing, he's probably just got a lot of shit going on.
Yep.
And his to-do list is massive if he even has one. And his prioritization skills are probably just not developed. And the reason is there's just a lot going on. So those are two different modes for me because my co-founder, Neil, he has a lot going on, but he just demolishes through everything and is very good at just being mindful, not mindful, but anti-mindful, just whatever's top of mind for him, whatever he's thinking about. And And he has a very singular goal in mind in life. Ooh. And that goal is what drives him to just prioritize, essentially, without having to think about it the way I think you and I would.
Yeah.
And then on Ramin's hand, I think the to-do list is long. And when your to-do list is long, it is definitely a challenge to learn how to prioritize it. Because the short answer to prioritization is keep the to-do list short for what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah. And
that's not how everyone is. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I got so far.
Yeah, no, this is good shit, I think. So one, I want to start with a disclaimer, and I think this is an important one. And I mentioned this earlier with he might feel this the most significantly when I join a call, right? But I don't think that's necessarily a fair comparison. So oftentimes, people like me, you and me, Heaton, you know, if you're like, a founder of a startup or the CEO of a startup, when you have some kind of a leadership position, oftentimes, and we're a little bit of a unique case because I know that both of us are a bit more hands-on and do have some deliverables more so than other CEOs might have. But even us, we are operating most of the times from a position that has the most context-rich position in the team, in the company, because we touch kind of every team and every area of the business, more so than probably any other person in the company. So you have like a much better idea of what's going on all around the company. You probably have a much better idea of what's going on in the market in general. And you're not as hands-on involved. Like your list typically as CEO or co-founder probably is not going to be as long with as many little to-do items. So when you join somebody else's meeting, you can come in without that kind of like tunnel vision. You can come in with a little bit of a distance, and which gives you the power of perspective, right? You can see the big picture because you're just not like drowning in the tasks and to-dos of every single day and the deadlines. And you also come in with the benefit of, you know, knowing everything that's going on in the overall business and market, right? So when I join a marketing call, and you know, Ramin might have like four to-dos, and I might challenge him on four things that they are working on, and I might challenge him on those and go, why are we even doing these things? Are they really important? Are they really going to move the needle? Or I'm bringing up something that was not on the list, but that is of much greater importance. I could easily see how after a call like that or a meeting like that, Ramin is like, and Ramin, in this case, Ramin and myself, we're just examples for this happening everywhere. I could see Ramin thinking, holy shit, why didn't I think about these things? Or why is it so easy for Stella to just walk into randomly a meeting or a call and just know with such level of certainty what's more important and be right about it? And I think that it's an unfair comparison because I come into the conversation with the ability to have much more higher level big picture thinking and a much easier time for me to have the distance to see what should or shouldn't be a priority probably versus him who's like in the day-to-day operational role. Like it's just easier to do that. If he joined a call from another meeting, it might be much easier for him to see big picture what they're missing or what they should be doing there, right? So I think that it's important for anybody that has experienced this, especially with like the founders or CEO level person, to not compare yourself one-on-one of like, why am I not acting like this other person exactly the same way? Because it's easier for an outsider to have big picture thinking sometimes or to see kind of what's blatantly obvious, but everybody else in that meeting or conversation is missing because they're so drowned and buried in details and to-dos and deadlines. So that's one thing. Just you need to be careful how you compare yourself with others. And you need to understand that when somebody else comes into your meeting that is not doing this stuff all day long, 10 hours a day, 8 hours a day, and drowning all these tasks, it's going to be much easier for that person to be mindful and see the big picture, have perspective, and hence, you know, be probably better at bringing up priorities. So that's one thing. The other thing is, I think what you said is a really killer thing, which is, mindfulness, I think, is really the driver for being good at prioritizing things. And mindfulness just means if you don't stop frequently, multiple times a day, a week, a month, step back physically and spiritually and mentally to think what is truly going on in my life, in my team, in my business, on my projects, what are really the things that drive and make a significant difference that I'm working on, and what are the things that aren't really, and what would happen if I just stopped doing some of the things that I've been doing forever that are unfulfilling and are not really driving results? Is it really going to be that bad? Versus what if I double down on the things that truly matter? Or what is something that truly matters that I'm not working on because I'm drowning on all these like little tasks? If you don't find ways to slow down, to stop, to take a break, to take a pause, to step away and ask some of these big questions, you will never be good at prioritizing. And to stop is much harder than to just keep going. Like it's easier to just keep going, go with a flow, be interrupted, work, let your inbox and people emailing you and the people on your team that are chatting you on Slack and the people in your office that walk up to your office and push you and go, hey, can you do this for me? Hey, what about, like, people come to you with their problems, with their tasks, with the questions, and you just let the world around you dictate what you're worrying about, what you're thinking about, what you're working on. That is much easier because it requires zero mindfulness. You just allow everybody else to dictate what you're doing. But if you want to be good at creating tons of value, which means being good at having big picture thinking and prioritizing well, you are forced to develop the discipline to be mindful and to be in control of your own time and your mind. And I think that that's just something that most people have not yet had. And I didn't have this my entire life. Ramin knows this directly because Ramin worked with me on a company 15 years ago. And he will tell you, I was not good at big picture thinking about prioritizing back then. I was horrible, terrible at it. So it's not like this going back to what you said earlier, this is not some kind of a personal gift. This is not a personality trait. You're not born with it or without it. It's a skill set you can cultivate or not. I couldn't agree more with it. So maybe to end and wrap up this episode, maybe we can give a tip each on how to cultivate that mindfulness allows particularly well to be good at prioritizing things.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I think mindfulness helps is because what it enables you to do is take a step back and look at everything you're doing with a more clear mind, a more blank slate. You're not so much in the weeds trying to get every to-do list item done. Instead, what you're doing is you're taking a step back and actually thinking through what needs to get done, what's the most important thing. The interesting thing is, I'll give a quick short story. I was at, I saw you yesterday, Steli, and I saw you with my business partner, Marie. You met her for the first time, and that was awesome. We came up with some ideas for the podcast, but we're not going to share them right now. And after we met you, we actually went to Sight Glass Coffee in San Francisco. I guess I'm a hipster like that.
Yes, you
are. Or I can at least say Marie is and blame her. And we actually had a meeting, her and I, over some coffee at the Sight Glass instead of at our office, which is her apartment. And we actually had one of these meetings where we prioritized. And literally, we just took a step back and said, okay, you know, we just launched this product. There's these 7-8 things that we actually have slated to do. What's most important? And so to me, the mindfulness part is more about stepping back, not looking at your to-do list, not even writing anything down yet, and having either a discussion with yourself, which is totally doable, or having a discussion with the person that can help you or is helping you and responsible, equal to you or even not equal to you, just in whatever capacity makes sense. And just talk about it. And literally, we reprioritized in that 15-minute talk about this topic and figured out, oh, crap. What we were thinking about and all this jumble in our head about all these 8-9 things boils down to these 2 things that are most important right now, and we were able to discuss why. And I don't think that conversation could have happened unless we were both being mindful of wanting to have that conversation and stepping back from the to-do list. Otherwise, we would have went back after seeing you because, you know, it was a fun meeting seeing you, and we were definitely not talking shop as much and going back to work directly and just being like, all right, we're going to go crank out our stuff. But I don't think the decisions would have been the same. And so that's what I mean by being mindful from my perspective. It's like when you're in the weeds, literally I call it in the trees, not the forest, you're not able to look at from a higher level what's going on, what are we working on, or what are we proposing to work on. And how can we just focus on what's the most important thing. And usually that discussion just doesn't happen in people's heads. And like you were saying, like a founder, a CEO, an executive, a manager tends to have a viewpoint on the situation or the details or the high level of something that other people don't. And so we have learned to manage all those inputs and prioritize and keep people on message, on task, and et cetera. But an individual person who's working day to day like Ramin, he's probably not stepping back. And I can give you hacks because it's probably about that time, right?
Yep.
One big hack for me is like, take a step back either every morning or every evening. And this is one reason I love the all the content out there. Every time I read something about this, about that dream of like making your three things you need to do tomorrow or making your to-do list in the morning or the evening before. All those things, to be honest, are very good. Very, very good. We don't do them. Nobody does them. I'm sorry. But they are very good because they give you that opportunity to spend 5 or 10 minutes to reflect upon either what you did, which is always good, or what you're going to do. So for me, it's like I'll reflect on what we did or what we think we need to do to figure out what we do next. And so it's about, okay, what did we do? What do we need to do? Or what do we think we need to do? All the things. And then how do we make sure we're focused on the most important things? And if you can just have that discussion with yourself, either every morning or every evening before you go get at it, I actually like the evening because sleeping on it is helpful and writing it down. It's not a to-do list because I know that formalizes it too much for most people, at least for me, but it's more of just a discussion with yourself about it. Even if you don't write it down, it'll be in your head. And so I think that can help you reprioritize and stay a little more sane regardless of what level you are or what you're doing inside of a company.
I absolutely love it. All right, so I'll give a tip before we wrap this up. My tip is do two things. One is look at your current to-do, especially at the smallest of items, and really challenge yourself frequently, you know, maybe once a month, maybe every 2 weeks. What are these things, if I stop doing them, what would really happen? And oftentimes it's like, well, then this wouldn't exist. And the important thing is to keep asking the question, okay, and then what would happen? Well, then we wouldn't have that number in our reporting. Okay, when was the last time that number really led to an insight or to an action? Like, are we just looking at that number because it's interesting? Or have we ever learned something or changed our behavior on this? Well, we haven't really ever done anything with it. All right, then kill it, right? Or this is a small